We've got Ender Brady, who's joined us, who is from the UK. He joins us regularly on 882 6PAO. You'll hear him in the mornings with Steve and Baz. You'll also hear him in the afternoons with Oliver Peterson. He's got some breaking news. Ender, welcome to Sports Day.
Yeah, good evening, fellas. Sorry to break in on the footy chat. Prince Charles has coronavirus. News just coming out of the palace here in London in the past couple of minutes. Prince Charles has tested positive for COVID-19. Now, the statement from Clarence House is quite brief. That is the palace that speaks on behalf of Charles and Camilla. He's displaying mild symptoms, but otherwise remains in good health. So that just gives you an indication of how widespread this virus is going when the heir to the throne in the UK has COVID-19.
That is unbelievable, Ender. Do you know at this point what's being reported about where he may have contracted the virus?
They've no idea. Obviously, they'll be working very, very quickly to try and find that out. I would imagine, you know, he will have been taking major precautions because you saw his mum a couple of weeks ago. The Queen carried out some investitures where people get honours at the palace, OBEs, MBEs, knighthoods. The Queen was wearing gloves doing that, and she hadn't done that in 10 years. And people picked up on that a couple of weeks ago. That was the last major public appearance by Her Majesty. She has moved out of London with Philip to Windsor Castle. Now, London is, as you would imagine, a city of 8 million people. It is the epicentre, if you like, of where the virus has been spreading and where most deaths have taken place. Day on day, it's always the majority of cases and the majority of fatalities are happening in London. So with that in mind, that is why the Queen and Philip moved out to Windsor Castle last week. And my information is they went last Thursday. So they're in Windsor Castle. We don't know where Charles is right now, but he will have the best doctors in the country looking after him. Mild symptoms, but he absolutely has COVID-19. Remains in good health, so nothing to get worried about, as many thousands of people get this virus. But it just goes to show you how prevalent it is. A guy like Charles, who will have been really wrapped in cotton wool for the last few weeks since all this started developing here, and he's got it.
So just last question, Ender, before we let you go, and thank you for joining us here live on Sports Day from the UK. Has he travelled outside of the UK, or has he contracted this virus within the UK, inside your precinct?
That's a very, very good question. I don't know his travel movements in the past week. Nothing springs to mind. I know there was the trip to the Middle East. That's a good 2 months ago, where he went one day with the Israelis and one day with the Palestinians, and then he came home. I don't think he's been anywhere in the last couple of weeks. I'm trying to think. This will be something undoubtedly that he has picked up in the UK. I think we'll get more information. I think right now the palace officials will be briefing all of the royal correspondents. But that's tomorrow's front pages here. Absolutely. Prince Charles has tested positive for COVID-19.
Just last question before I let you go. Are you at the moment shut down? Do you have to stay home? What's the environment like where you live right now?
Yeah, I'll tell you our situation. So I am classed, as you boys would be, because we're public service broadcasters, as a critical worker. So we have to keep our station on air at Sky News to get information out there to the public and let everyone know what's going on, to go to the press conferences, speak to the Prime Minister, you know, the Health Minister, and get the information out there. So I have a letter that I must carry with me at all times if I'm stopped or challenged by police as to why I'm out. You show that with your press card, so I'm allowed to leave the house. My wife is working from home. She works for a radio station, and she's currently putting together podcasts from home. The children are off school, and the school is shut. And you're allowed out of the house once a day to either get medicines, vital medicines, if you're going to a pharmacy and you've got a doctor's prescription that needs to be got for you or someone else, medicine. And then on top of that, essential food shopping and one form of exercise. But apart from that, everyone is told to stay in.
Thank you, Ender. Thank you very much for bringing us up today.
Good to speak to you, boys.
Ender Brady, you'll hear him on Brekkie. UK correspondent Prince Charles has coronavirus. We'll take that in. We'll take a break. Steve, Dean, Ruth, Claire and Steve, in that order. We'll get to you after this.